Kids, don't touch that dial, because now it's time for the Bobby Bucket Show.
Hello, readers. It's Bobby Bucket with the Bucket of Books podcast, a podcast for kids, parents, and readers of all ages. It's summertime and the reading is easy, and we're heading to the beach. This is show number one, the one where it all starts, and it's a great show. We're going to talk about the amazing book, Hello Ocean, and learn about how good readers make connections. You're going to be introduced to my good friend, Professor Siegfried, who's going to tell you about chameleons. And I'm going to talk about the importance of sunscreen. We're going to wrap it all up with South Berwick, Maine, children's musician Mary Kay with a great song called Deep in the Water, a great ocean song I know you're going to enjoy. So sit back, put on the sunscreen, dig your feet into the sand, and come on down to the ocean. Okay, I'm down here by the ocean. I think I'll leave my blanket down here. Oh, what a beautiful day. I can't say there's not a cloud in the sky. There are two clouds in the sky. They seem to be playing hide and seek with each other. Actually, wonderful down here. I wonder if the water's warm or cold, and I'll check that out. But I'm sitting here first before I even get into the ocean. I'm sitting here with one of my favorite books. It's called Hello Ocean. It's by Pam Munoz Ryan, and it's illustrated by Mark Estrella. I hope I said those two names right. It is a fantastic book. The reading level for this book is ages 4 to 8, but I'm 42 and I love it. And it's a paperback. It's out in paperback. It's 32 pages. The publisher is Charles Bridge Publishing, and it was published in 2001. It is fantastic. The first thing I want you to do, if you get this book, and you got to go out and get it, go to your library, go get this book. It's so great. Don't even read the words yet. Just enjoy these pictures, because these pictures are, I mean, they're almost like being right on the beach. And I am on the beach, and even looking into these pictures right now, I feel like I'm on a whole different beach than the beach that I'm on. I mean, you are just transported. Right there on the title page, you open up the title page and you are there. The painting puts you into the first person point of view by having you looking down at the girl as if you're the parent or friend or somebody crouching down, looking over her shoulder. She's picking up a starfish. And the bubbles from the ocean, they're just so real. The paintings are very realistic and alternate from close-up views to larger, big blue ocean views. The page where you see the kid's feet. Oh, go to that page right now. Oh, my gosh, it's so great. I mean, you the artist makes you feel as if you are right there in the water with them. And I can feel the undertow pull the sand under my feet just looking at this page. And the sense of light in this book is really amazing. It's the artist creates almost a photographic representation. And you feel like these are photos. So we haven't even started reading the words yet. And this book is just so fantastic. You know, in the book, there's a girl, and she takes you on a journey, and she's talking about how she loves the ocean. The girl compares the ocean to being a chameleon and capturing the different colors of not just the ocean, but the sand, the sky, the tide pools. And the book is takes you to all those places. It's a rhyming book, and it starts with, "Hello, ocean, my old best friend. I'm here with the five of me again." Now, that's an interesting start. And it took me a while to figure it out. And I'm going to ask if you can figure it out. Well, hang on a second. A seagull is coming real close. Whew. Okay, he looked like he had it in for me. I'm not sure if they're good aims or not, but he looked like he had it in for me. Anyway, it's fantastic. Hello, ocean, my old best friend. I'm here with the five of me again. Now I'm going to ask you this question, but what is the five? You got to figure that out. You got to be a detective here, folks, and find out what the five is, especially on that page where you see that. They're just coming to the beach, and there's only four of them. There's only four. It looks like a mom and three kids, maybe brother and two sisters or a friend. I'm not sure. This book is sheer poetry, bringing in wonderful metaphors and personification like, "I hear the ocean, a lion's roar, crashing rumors towards the shore." And another one, "Water shushing and rushing in, then whispering back to the sea again." I love that. This book looks like much like a photo album of any kid's day at the beach as the girl explores using her five. Have you figured that out yet, what the five is? Anyway, she's using five of them. Also, this book serves as a wonderful map to all those nooks and crannies that the grown-ups might have forgotten about. You know, the places we used to discover before we only thought of the beach as the place to plant ourselves with the latest Tom Clancy novel. This book brings you right back to eye level with your younger self, smelling, tasting, feeling, seeing, hearing the wonders of the ocean. In this book, we spend the entire day at the beach. We go underwater and taste its saltiness. We watch the wind scatter sand. We hear seagulls and froggy songs from distant boats. We smell suntan lotion and a fish in a bucket, and even the sand as we dig holes. Best of all, we watch the light change throughout the day and end up with a beautiful sunset like a curtain drawing at the end of the show. Hey, here are some questions for you to discuss as you share this book with your mom, your dad, your teacher, your dog. First off, again, what are the five? Have you figured it out yet what the five of me is? Here's another question. What was your favorite picture in the book? Why was that your favorite? What picture makes you feel most like you are really there on the beach? What has the artist done to that picture to make that work? Is it magic? Don't these paintings remind you of photographs? If they were photographs, who would be taking the pictures? Would it be an adult or a child? Can you tell which by looking at the height of the photograph? In other words, are these paintings at eye level with the girl? Did the artist do that on purpose? What's your favorite line in the book? Why? See if you can memorize that line and then recite it to people who haven't read the book yet. Can they picture the ocean just by the words without seeing the paintings? Another question you can talk about is, does this book remind you of a time that you've been to the ocean? If it does, you know what you're doing there? You're making a text-to-self connection. You're connecting the book to yourself, which is what good readers do, you know. Another question is, does this book remind you of any other book you've ever read? You know, if it does, you're making another connection, and that's called a text-to-text connection. That's another thing that good readers do all the time. And another question, does this book remind you about information that you already know about oceans? You know, if it does, you're making a text-to-world connection. Did you catch all those? That's what good readers do. Good readers make connections all the time. They make text-to-self connections, comparing the book with something in their life. They make text-to-text connections, where a book is making you think of another book or maybe a magazine article or something you read on email or on the web. And they make text-to-world connections, things that they know about the world or things that they want to know about the world. You know, the girl in the book compared the ocean to a chameleon. And here to make a text-to-world connection is my good friend, Professor Siegfried. We're going to leave the beach for a second and head on over to Professor Siegfried, and he's going to tell us a little bit about chameleons.
Text-to-world connection.
Hello, and yes, this is Professor Siegfried, and I am doing a text-to-world connection on chameleons. I learned from a site on the internet called Wikipedia that chameleons are small to mid-sized reptiles, and they belong to one of the most well-known lizard families. They are well-known for their ability to change their color. Did you know that the name chameleon means earth lion and is derived from the Greek words chamai, which means on the ground or on the earth, and leon, which means lion? Have you ever heard the word chamomile? That's a plant, and you can see it has the same Greek word part, chamai, because that plant is found near the ground. Now, chameleons are mostly found in Africa and Madagascar, although some species are also found in southern parts of Europe, Sri Lanka, India, and Asia Minor. And I'm sure you can find one in your local pet store. For the Bobby Bucket Show, I'm Professor Siegfried.
Thanks a lot, Professor. Hey, you know, when the girl says that the ocean is a chameleon, the writer is using a metaphor. A metaphor is when you compare one thing to another thing that is very different. Is the ocean like a chameleon? Was that a good comparison? Well, just like the girl in Hello Ocean, I can smell the suntan lotion. In fact, reading this book helped me remember my suntan lotion and just how important it is. You know what? I got another text-to-world connection for you. Hey, I learned a little bit about sunscreen. Yeah, I'm putting some on it right now. I always miss that one spot and get burned. I learned this from Wikipedia. That's one of the largest encyclopedias on the internet. I don't know if you've heard about that yet. Anyway, I learned that sunscreen or sunblock is a lotion that's applied to reduce skin damage by blocking ultraviolet radiation from the sun. The best sunscreens block both UVB rays, which can cause sunburn, and UVA rays, which cause invisible damage. Most sunscreens work by containing a compound that either absorbs ultraviolet light or reflects light or does both. Most people wear sunscreen when they're outside doing outdoor stuff. But a lot of experts say you should wear sunscreen on a daily basis to prevent damage. You know, I checked out the history of sunscreen on Wikipedia, and the ancient Greeks used olive oil as a type of sunscreen. I'm not sure that worked. Throughout the early 20th century, several inventors tried to create an effective sunscreen but failed. And it wasn't until 1944 that the first effective sunscreen was invented. Remember, during this time, World War II was happening and soldiers were getting bad sunburns. So a pharmacist named Benjamin Green decided to do something about it. In his wife's oven, he created this red sticky stuff that he called Red Vet Pet. He gave it a test on his own bald head. Not bad. He was off to a great start. He kept getting better at it until he founded a company called Coppertone and became a booming success. You know, I looked on another site, and I'll put links on the webpage for these because these are great sites. This is from How Stuff Works. And it said, in order for sunscreen to work, you have to apply plenty of it and it has to stay on. you should apply it about a half an hour before going out in the sun so that it can bind to your skin. If you don't, then it's real easy for the sunscreen to wash off, like if you're sweating or in the ocean. And then, you should put it on again when you get out of the ocean. Hey, there's a great podcast that I heard from Science Friday. That's an NPR show with Ira Plato. And it talks all about sunscreen and how to use it and why it helps us. I'll post a link to that podcast. Hey, now we have a special treat. We got a song from Mary Kay. She's a musician from South Berwick, Maine, a good friend of mine. And here is an excellent ocean song all about octopuses.
Deep in the water, near the bottom of the ocean, I see something gliding, but now it's hiding. Deep in the water, near the bottom of the ocean, a rock so solid, hey, that's not a rock, that's an octopus, that's an octopus. Hey there, octopus, please wave your 8 arms and say hello. Though you have many arms,
I could lend you a hand.
You know all about water,
I know all about land.
I'd give you 8 yo-yos and teach you to yo. We'd have fun and adventure wherever we'd go. Though you have many arms,
I could lend you a hand.
You know all about water,
I know all about land.
What a pair we would make as we'd walk down the street. I would buy you 8 shoes for your tentacles. Though you have many arms,
I could lend you a hand.
You know all about water,
I know all about
Now it's time for Parents' Corner.
Hey parents, remember, if you want your children to read, then they need to see you reading. Be a reading role model. Let your children see you read and share some interesting things with them that you have read about in books, newspaper, or magazines. If you're reading, they're going to be reading. Well, that about does our show. I hope you enjoyed it and are going to go right out and get Hello Ocean by Pam Munoz Ryan, illustrated by Mark Estrella. Go to the library, go to the bookstore, get that book, or any of Ms. Ryan's other amazing books like The Flag We Love, When Marian Sang, The True Recital of Marian Anderson, or Amelia and Eleanor Go for a Ride, based on a true story. Fantastic books. Remember, you can visit us at BobbyBucket.com, and I'll have links to these books and to Mary Kay's music and all kinds of stuff we talked about in the show. And you can email us with book recommendations or ideas for shows or questions or even answers, and that would be at BobbyBucket@gmail.com. Send us audio comments or reviews, and we can play them right on the show. If you're a musician and want to send us your PodSafe music, please do so. You can put the word PodSafe in the subject line, and it will be filtered to the right folder. So send that to BobbyBucket@gmail.com. This episode of the Bobby Bucket Show is dedicated to my wife, Jody, and my daughter, Little Bucket, for all the amazing support they've given for the show and all the wonderful conversations we've had about books. Thank you from the bottom of my bucket. Okay, we'll see you soon, and until then, read Buckets and Buckets!